I'd say today is what, May 26th,
25th. 25th.
27 months till Christmas.
Gee, and I haven't done any of my shopping yet.
And I'd first of all like you to tell me your name and where this event is taking place.
My name Geraldine, and the interview is taking place at the Senior Center in Mander, Wyoming, and I'm president of the senior board.
So, and you spent most of your, where were you born and the date?
I was born October 16, 1921, in a mining camp outside of Hudson, Wyoming. And our mailing address at that time was Dunne, Wyoming.
And that's spelled?
D-U-N-N-E. That's what the post office they had set up at the camp was.
And you spent most of your life there?
No, my father was working as a miner, and when I was about 3 years old, he purchased a small ranch or farm out on the reservation from a white man. His name was I remember it because of this old farm, you know.
That's right, he had one, but he sold it to your father.
And I had three brothers, and we were raised on this ranch.
No wonder I can't find
it. When they sent mail to you,
our mailing address was Wind River, Wyoming. And it was a little, there was a post office, which was in the general store there.
And
part of the time as I was growing up, there was also a meat market there. And it was a government, federal government, with the irrigation system was the reason for his existence at that time.
Well, don't worry about it.
And there were a number of permanent homes there. Now, I know there isn't even a post office there. It's about being closed up.
So, how long did you live there?
I lived there till I
got married
and
left.
Where'd you
marry? Lander. Lander. I've always hated living in town. Many years of it.
Why is that?
Because I was raised on the ranch. I like the open spaces and the quietness of being on the ranch.
Now, how big is my
ranch? It's not as big as it was.
It's losing population?
Uh-huh. The economy is, we had, 20 years ago, we had, U.S. Steel opened a plant up at Atlantic City and brought a lot of people in, and now the plant closed and they're having to go elsewhere out of Wyoming usually to find work. So our young people are going elsewhere so they can live. It is.
Now, you mentioned, maybe you can tell me a little about your education, religion, occupation.
I was baptized by the Reverend John an Episcopal minister, and you may have heard of him, I don't know. And because the ranch I was raised on was, not over 5 miles as the crow flies from his mission.
Now, the name of that mission was that St. Stephen's? Or, no.